Guys, I saw this article yesterday and I thought this needs to happen early on our show. It is an article about blokes with the world's biggest penises.
I believe the plural is peni.
Peni. Yes. The world's biggest peni, if you will. Now, you might think, you know, more size, bragging rights, like it's, you know, it's old folklore, it's better.
I think we've moved away from that.
Yeah.
Every couple months, I see another article, whether it's Cosmo, whether it's Daily Mail. Sometimes we dabble in, you know, the more upstanding publications. But about, yeah, it's not about length.
Yeah.
It's not about girth.
No. Well, it's not. And we've always said that on the show, haven't we, Gilly?
Yeah, I mean, we have no choice but to say that.
Being poster boys for the...
Yeah, for the extra media.
For the defense.
It's how, not what.
But listen to this. This is three fellas who have, you know, the world's largest members, right?
Yeah.
And it's hindered their lives. You might think, what? How's it hindered your life? That's the ultimate bragging rights in the shower, in the locker rooms. You know, your mates would envy you. It's wrong. Jonah Falcon over in the States has a 13.5-inch peni.
Inch?
What's that? No, you can say penis then, because that's one. Oh. Does he have two?
Penis. Which is, can you not drill down on that? Drill down on the fact that it's 34 centimetres. Not
that's longer a foot. That's a Subway foot long.
It's 4 centimetres longer than a Subway foot long.
With a bit of the cheese hanging over
and
or something?
Pre-baking.
Yeah. And
oh, wait, yes. Is that pre-baking?
Yes. That's not even excited.
I was talking about the Subway rolls, but sure.
Sure. I mean, the analogy works, Dale.
It does.
How's this?
Wait, what? This is pre-baking?
Yes. He's a New York-based actor, and he says that it's hindered his acting career. People won't hire him because the bulge in his pants is so big. You know what I mean? Everyone's known him for these big penis size.
When it's that big,
yeah,
is it coiled around itself to then be sitting nicely in a pair of, like, bonds? Or
I don't know what they do. Because you wouldn't fit regular undies.
Well, yeah. Do you stick it out the side?
I'm wearing even, like, the boy leg jocks today.
Yes. Yeah.
That's still nowhere near 34 centimetres.
No. You'd have to, like, almost tuck it under. Like, it would go down south.
You'd almost wear it like a belt.
Tuck in the waistband.
Just wrap it around.
Apparently at San Francisco Airport when he flies, Jonah fears, they fear that he might be a biological threat after they spotted his notable bulge.
A biological threat?
Yeah, apparently he always gets checked at airports and stuff. Not sure
like
why.
When you go through the full body scanner now.
Yeah.
And it gives you an outline.
Yeah, they're like, oh God, what's he packing in there? Could
what's
be a
he
weapon.
Got? He's trying to smuggle in some sort of python.
It is a weapon.
Yeah.
Of some other thoughts.
Or some pepperami.
Yeah.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No, he's single. They
a
say
boyfriend?
It's hard to hold down love because it is so big. It's hard to, you know, pleasure anyone. How's this Frank Swan? He's got a 14-inch little guy.
What? Bigger?
14-inch. And it gets bigger from there.
Where's Frank from?
Frank is from the Netherlands.
Swan. Yeah. I love it. His last name, Swan.
He says he wouldn't change anything about his willy, though. He says it is who I am.
Okay. Yep. He's found joy. He's found peace.
But this is the worst one. Roberto Esquivala. From Mexico. He has an 18-inch member.
No.
18 inches.
Centimetre conversion?
More than 45 centimetres, like nearly 46, I think.
That is...
Pre-baking.
Yep. He says when it gets hard, when he gets excited, it's such a rush of blood to his head that he gets so lightheaded he has to sit down.
I feel so bad for him.
He's had to register as disabled because he can't wear uniforms. No companies will employ him. He can't even get on his knees. It's that big. Like, he cannot... I don't know why you need to be on your knees in most jobs, but he can't get on his knees because it's that big.
That makes it, like...
It boggles
45 centimetres is longer than my forearm and hand.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
Half a metre.
It is huge. He can't run fast and he gets heavy chafing. Because
of course.
It's just hanging in the middle, so he's getting chafing all the way down to his knees.
That is insane.
What are the options for men in this predicament? Is there surgery options?
I think you can
like
get
how
a reduction,
do you live your life?
It's a risky.
Of course.
I mean, I went through it, obviously. A bit of, yeah, just even up the playing
you
field.
You were in Roberto's territory.
Yeah, okay.
And then...
I was pretty, you know, not, you know, 14 inches, maybe like 11, 12, and just sort of got it back down. But...
What'd you do? Say, take 11 inches off.
Yeah, just come take 11 off me. Give it to someone who needs it. I don't know. Gilly probably needs it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
did
anyway.
They get these three guys together?
Yeah.
Just a little community.
Yeah, a little community announcement.
And
about,
then someone, what, leaked the report?
There's images
online. The minutes of the meeting.
Should we get producer Sophie to post the images of the members on our Instagram at Nick
Jester? It's not. Are there images?
There's images, yeah. Thanks to Getty Images. Getty Images took photos
Wait,
of them.
Are they in the pants or Exposed.
I believe they're exposed, but blurred out. But you can just see the length of the blur.
Yes.
The length and the thickness of the blur. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's the other question.
Yeah.
How thick?
Thick. We're not talking pasta here.
They got both ends of the spectrum, yeah. Girth and length.
Yeah, they got everything.
I can't fathom it.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for them.
Yeah.
How do you live your life?
Tonight.
We'll never know.
We will never.
And you don't want it. Surely you don't want to know. Or is there part of you sickos that are kind of like, oh, it would be nice.
Mate, to get excited and get lightheaded is like, oh, yeah.